Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
When I do WGN Nightside, we have a lot of fun, and I try to stay away from politics because I do politics all the time when I'm working the 9 to 5, when I'm in the newsroom. So I try to get a chance to get here overnight and just relax with you guys. But when there's some big political news or something exciting happening, I can't help but share this with you guys. And so I'm going to ask Cash this. We got the early voting tallies so far. Right. How many people voted early? First of all, did you vote early?
I did not go vote yet. But
not
I
yet. You will. Are you going to do early voting or do you prefer election day voting?
I'll probably vote early just so I ain't got to deal with lines and everything.
I was just telling somebody that early voting was too adult for me. Like, that's too much adulting. It's too responsible. It's too responsible.
So you're not adulting properly is what you're saying.
I prefer to not adult properly.
Okay.
You know, I want to save that for my 30s. You know, like... Wow. Paying
Aren't
bills on
close,
time,
though?
Voting
you're
early.
Close to 30, though.
Well, let's not get into specifics here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How old are you, kid?
23.
No. Okay.
Exactly.
Oh, to be young. Okay. All right. But but if you had to guess, this midterm compared to 2014, would you suspect that more people voted early up to this point or fewer?
I would hope that more people have voted early, but I feel like the people are going to let me down and they did not vote early like they should.
Wow. Final answer.
That's my final. They did not vote early like they should up until this point.
Fortunately, you are incorrect.
Oh, wow. Wow. Go crazy, people.
Yeah.
Look at y'all.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
So, you know, got these numbers from the Chicago Board of Election. In the city of Chicago so far, 102,000 people.
Wow.
Have voted early.
That's amazing. And you're not one of them.
And I am not one of them.
Nope.
And 4 years ago, 7 days out, this exact period, during the midterms, 4 years ago, in 2014, only 63,000 people.
Oh, man. That's
voted
a huge
early by this
leap.
Point. It's
but
a
you
big
see the
jump,
difference
man.
And why. I mean, I ain't going to say nothing, but.
Well, yeah, no, it's valid. I think you know, if there's a silver lining in how divisive our politics are today, it's the fact that it can make some people who were apathetic before, who were politically disengaged, it can make them re-engage at this level on both sides of the aisle, too. I mean,
yeah,
he's riling
sure.
up his base and Democrats are riled up as well and fired up. And so to talk a little bit about that, but also to educate us on the best way to vote for some of those elected officials whose names aren't so familiar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always remember the midterm guys. You know, you remember Dick Durbin. You remember,
right.
Like, you remember these big names in Illinois politics. But who we don't always remember, the names we don't always recognize, are those judges.
Mm.
And
yeah, that's true.
You are much more likely, the average citizen, I don't care if you get a parking ticket, I don't care if you've got a boot on your car, I don't care if you've got to go to, you know, traffic court for whatever reason, you're more likely to get in front of a judge
mm-hmm.
than you are to get in front of Senator Dick Durbin.
Yes. The last time I was in front of a judge, I was in high school, and he threatened to pull all of my scholarships that I had going for me, and I haven't been to court since.
Oh, my God. So you know, so now you vote for those judges, I bet. I hope.
I do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I didn't like him, but.
But he spared you.
He did.
He spared
Barely.
You.
Yes.
Well, to talk a little bit about this with us is Nicholas Cummings, who is a board member of the Cook County Bar Association, and he is also the chair of the Judicial Evaluation Committee. I had to really get that one out. The Judicial Evaluation Committee. And on the phone right now, Nicholas Cummings. Nicholas, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thank you for staying up late with us and jumping on with me, especially on such short notice. I appreciate it.
Man, when I got the email and said the slot is tonight from 11 to 1, I had to double take and make sure that it wasn't, you know, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. because at 11 p.m., you know, I'm usually not up on the phone.
Well, thank you for making an exception tonight, man. We 24/7 live and local, baby. You never know. WGN Radio might give you that call.
Well, and for something like this, I feel like the opportunity is worth staying awake. So any opportunity that I can get to try and help educate those about something that a lot of voters are not educated on, I try to make sure I can seize that opportunity.
Well, I really appreciate it. Let's jump right into it. So, Nicholas Cummings, you're with the Cook County Bar Association, and you guys have a system through which you select judges or grade judges on whether we should vote for them if they're a candidate, and if they're already on the bench, whether or not we should retain them. Walk us through what all of that even means and why it's even important to pay attention to these judges.
Well, there are three ways to become a judge in Cook County. The first is to run for a vacant seat, which is usually countywide. The other is to run in a sub-circuit. There are 15 different judicial sub-circuits in Cook County. The last is to be elected by the circuit court judges to be an associate judge, and that's a process that the public doesn't necessarily interact with. And so what happens is the lawyers, first of all, I should say that in order to be a judge in the state of Illinois, you have to be a licensed attorney. Mm-hmm. And I know that may sound kind of silly, but there have been instances, I think, within 2018 alone, I can think of two where you had people who had been stripped of their law license and continued to try and pursue the bench.
Oh, wow.
So first of all, you have to be a licensed attorney. And when these attorneys want to become judges, they have to go through an evaluation process done by the various bar associations. And the Cook County Bar Association is one such bar association that participates in the Alliance of Bar Associations, which starting in 2019, is 12 bar associations, primarily made up of underrepresented groups, African-Americans, women, Hispanic and Latino lawyers, lesbian, gay, bisexual attorneys, all have and Asian attorneys all have a bar association that's affiliated in this alliance. And they there's a questionnaire that the individuals fill out. That questionnaire is vetted and people conduct an investigation. Members of the bar associations are selected to conduct an investigation. The person is interviewed. And then each bar association takes all of that information and evaluates that candidate pursuant to their own rules and processes. There are six criteria in which we evaluate candidates, mm-hmm. You know, including their legal knowledge, their temperament, whether they're sensitive to diversity and bias, even their health. So it's a very comprehensive look at these candidates, and that's for people who want to run for judge. Okay.
Right.
Is very similar for those who want to stay judge.
Got it. So thinking about that, how each there are bar associations for each different demo or each marginalized group, if you will. And, you know, the Cook County Bar Association is the oldest African-American bar association in the country. What are some of the issues or what are some of those points in judges' voting judicial records? What are the things that you're looking at that might be different from what other bar associations might look at?
Pay attention to the sensitivity to diversity and bias. I mean, it's not a secret that across the country, and especially here in Cook County, that a lot of our defendants that appear in our criminal courthouses are black and brown and fit that demographic. So we pay attention because the majority of our judges don't match that same demographic. We pay attention to how those judges tend to treat not only those defendants, but their views when it comes to diversifying the bench and diversifying the profession and any efforts that they've taken to do that. Recently in this particular election cycle, groups like Injustice Watch and the Judicial Accountability PAC have sort of added to the information that we have available to us as a bar association. So that's also aided or at least provided some additional information to help us weigh our evaluations for this election cycle.
And what are the ratings like? So, you know, you walked us through the process, what it takes to become a judge, what it means to become a candidate. And then you get to this point. And then once these people come before you and they fill out these questionnaires and you guys review them, what are you looking at? And how do you come out with these ratings? And what are some of the ratings that you give out?
I'll sort of work backwards. So for those that are lawyers that want to become judges, the Cook County Bar Association will say whether or not someone is recommended, highly recommended, or not recommended to be a judge. Other bar associations use the monikers of qualified, highly qualified, or not qualified. In terms of some of the things that we look at, especially particularly in the questionnaire, we want to see if the person is able to articulate. Part of the questionnaire specifically asks about issues affecting minority communities, affecting women, and affecting other gay, lesbian, and bisexual community, mm. like certain specific marginalized groups the questionnaire asks about. We want to see if the judge is able to articulate either work they've done in that area, their own personal views in that area, any experience they have in that area, make sure they're not, that it doesn't, it's not allowed to fester in their courtroom, either in like jury selection or how they sentence candidates. Those types of things are what we tend to look for within the Cook County Bar. Our ratings are available on our website. I'm not going to give you any sort of specific rating. And also the Alliance of Bar Associations, collectively, the ratings are available on voteforjudges.org.
And the website is cookcountybar.org, and then voteforjudges.org as well. That's where you guys can check that out. I'm talking to Nicholas Cummings, who is on the board of the Cook County Bar Association. One more thing before I let you go, and thank you once again for taking the time to jump on. What would you have voters know about the importance of voting for those judges? Because as we said before at the top of the show, these are the names that you're least likely to know. And oftentimes when I'm at the ballot box, I know in years past before I got into this business, I would just pick the names that looked that I just liked. If I like the name, if your name starts with a D, mine starts with a D, you're going to be my judge. You know, I didn't really have a rhyme or reason. And, you know, as we grew, these are the things. When we looked at, you know, as I started to dig into the Laquan McDonald case, for example, and different cases of police shootings and different situations or even minor situations that didn't result in loss of life as far as police shootings go, these activists would start to send me these reports about a judge's record and how, you know, if people voted, it would have made the difference in so many people's lives. And it's not until something happens that we begin to go back and review some of that information and really think logically about that. Can you just walk us through why it's important to take these judges seriously and to take lists like these and recommendations like these seriously?
So recently I had the opportunity to address the League of Women Voters on this very issue. And one of the things that I explained to them, and I don't mean any offense to any listeners that you might have that are military veterans or law enforcement agents, but in my view, the chief protector of our rights and liberties in this country are judges. Mm. So the decision to take someone's liberty or property or the determination of rights of parties is usually done in a courtroom and not on the street or any battlefield. And that is why, in my view, it's important that we pay attention to who is on the bench and who these men and women that we place there and call honorable. Because those are the people that interpret the laws that your state representatives and your state senators, which are also very important people that you elect, they're the ones that determine what that law means or what they think the legislature intended in that law. So if you are going through foreclosure proceedings, or if you got pulled over for texting, but really you were on GPS, or, you know, there's a lot of small, minor things that need to be interpreted by people who need to be able to judge fairly and not have inherent bias because you walked in the courtroom looking some type of way.
Nicholas, I really appreciate you. Can you give us that website one more time before we let you go?
It's cookcountybar.org and voteforjudges.org.
Voteforjudges.org. Thank you so much, Nicholas Cummings. Again, he's with the Cook County Bar Association. Voteforjudges.org, cookcountybar.org. If you are planning to vote early, you're going to be one of those hundreds of thousands of people who have already voted. Well, I guess 100,000, give or take. Then you guys definitely want to utilize all the resources that you can, and this is chief among them.